It's Thursday, June 16th, 2011. I'm Wilson Tang on CNET.com, and it's time to get loaded. The Boy Genius Report has an exclusive first look at Google's next flagship Android phone, which will possibly be called the Nexus 4G. The Nexus 4G will feature a next-generation dual-core 1.2 or 1.5 GHz CPU. The display will be 720p HD, and as its name implies, it will have a 4G LTE radio, 1 GB of RAM, a 1-megapixel front-facing camera, and a 5-megapixel rear camera. Finally, it's expected to run Android 4.0, codenamed Ice Cream Sandwich, and will launch around Thanksgiving. Hulu is picking up more and more content in its quest to be the number one premium streaming video site. Hulu announced it has picked up the often politically incorrect animated series South Park. Hulu Plus subscribers will get access to the current season of South Park 21 days after they air and the entire back catalog of 15 seasons. Regular Hulu viewers will get access to the current clips of the show. U.S. lawmakers have announced legislation for the first time that will require law enforcement to obtain a court warrant to get GPS data from a suspect's cell phone. The Geolocation Privacy and Surveillance Act says that location data from phones, car trackers, GPS devices, and laptops should be protected by the Fourth Amendment. The bill proposes that law enforcement should have probable cause before requesting GPS data. The hacking group Lulzsec has been in the news a lot lately. The group has attacked numerous sites like Bethesda Softworks, Nintendo, Sony, and even an FBI affiliate and the CIA. Well, now Lulzsec has opened a call-in line where people can now suggest new hacking targets. The group has actually posted a phone number and says that as of yesterday, they had 5,000 missed calls and 2,500 voicemails. But now they're already redirecting calls to businesses as an old-fashioned denial-of-service attack on phones. Sony has announced several new laptops to its Vio C and Vio E series. The sleek new laptops come with a new design and colors. C-series laptops come with a 14 or 15-inch screen, Intel Core i3 and i5 processors, and AMD Radeon HD graphics. Optional features include Blu-ray drives, Intel's WiDi technology, and backlit keyboards. The E-series will have a 17.3-inch form factor as well that can also integrate with Bravia TVs and the PS3, and now there are options for AMD processors. The music identifying app Shazam has added a new feature called Lyric Play, which will sync the song you're listening to and display the lyrics in sync. The feature is currently only available on paid Shazam Encore and Shazam Red apps on the iPhone and iPod Touch, and the feature works with 25,000 plus songs and more. It looks like it's karaoke time for sure. Those are your headlines for today. I'm Wilson Tang for CNET.com. You've just been loaded.
Hey folks, Brian Cooley from CNET.com. Now when we check the performance of a piece of tech, we check the performance of a piece of tech. If you love videos of cars and all their high-tech and high-performance glory, check out the CNET CarTech video podcast, CNET.com/CarTechTV.